Convert me, oh, and let me stand like them from hell, a stable land, higher plane than I have found. My plant like me, on higher ground, I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
We continue our study today in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. I read once again verse 14 of chapter 4. And it tells me there that we henceforth are to be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. There's people who, they have a great plan to deceive God's people. And how can that happen? Because I'll tell you how it can happen. It's because people give in to the devil. People will lead other individuals the wrong way. And especially those people who have never been saved, who creep into a local church, and they try to tear up God's house, God's place of worship. They try to tear it up by infiltrating within the crowd. Though they may sound good in the beginning, they may sound just like we are, who are saved, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, but the Bible calls them tares. And the Bible tells me in verse 14 of Ephesians 4, watch out for them, because they're cunning, and they lie in wait to deceive. They sound good, but down deep, they're no good, because they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, I say they're no good, but in the sight of God, their soul is something that He wants to save, and He wants everyone in this world to go to heaven. He wants people to know Him as Lord and Savior. We move on now to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. It says, but speaking the truth in love. This is what we're supposed to be doing as saved people. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Well, notice there we are to speak the truth. We're not to cut corners. When it comes to salvation, we're to tell people exactly the way it is. We're to tell it like it is. People need to know that without Christ, they will end up in the lake of fire. We're to speak the truth, not in hatred, but in love. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13 says, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Well, that tells me that I'm to tell it like it is. There are some people today who are ashamed to tell it like it is. I'm talking about saved people who will not tell people that without Jesus Christ, they're going to go to a devil's hell to end up in the lake of fire. There's so many people today that I come into contact with that tell me they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. Well, we don't have to hurt the feelings of an individual. We just need to tell them what Jesus says. We need to tell them in love that Jesus Christ loves them, that He wants them to know Him as Lord and Savior. And if they don't do that, they're going to go to hell. And then the lake of fire. What a sad time it's going to be for that individual who never has trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior and leaves this life, leaves this world without knowing Him as Savior. And they end up at the white throne judgment, where they will be cast into the lake of fire, never to come out again, never to have any kind of form of painless suffering. They will suffer for all eternity. Well, notice that verse says, speaking the truth in love. We need to speak to people. If we don't tell them about Jesus Christ, then we're not showing our love for them. If we don't tell them about hell, we're not showing love to them. We're not telling them the truth. Now notice why. That we may grow up into Him in all things, doing what He wants us to do as saved people. which is the head, even Christ. He's the head, not only of the church, the people of God. He's the head of us personally. Now notice it says there, speaking. Speaking. This means being sincere, not put on, not putting on a false face, but telling people the way it is in love. And notice it says there, may grow up into him in all things. Well, I read Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 21 where it says, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. We grow in the Lord Jesus Christ once we're doing what he wants us to do. And one of the things he wants us to do is tell people about him and to live for him. And who are we to be serving? That verse says, which is the head. That's Jesus Christ. The verse tells us in 2 Timothy 1:13 that it is Jesus Christ, which is the head. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22 says this, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. This is talking about God the Father taking Jesus Christ and sitting him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. We are not to listen. We're not to listen to people who want to tell us how to do things in the church, but we're to listen to the head. We're to listen to our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. One day we're going to see him, those of us who have trusted him as Savior. We're going to see him and we're going to be standing or kneeling at the judgment seat of Christ. And as we are there, the Bible says that we'll either receive rewards or suffer loss. Now that suffering loss means that there are rewards that we could have had, but we didn't get them. And those crowns that we receive are those things we have done in this life serving our Savior, Jesus Christ. He wants us to serve him today. And I believe one of the greatest motivating factors of serving him is not that we would receive a crown or crowns as we're at the judgment seat of Christ, but rather that we love him. That we are serving him not for the crowns, but because we love him. Now, I love him as much as I can in this life. I'm a human being. I could love him more, and I'm trying. But there's one day that's coming that I will love him to the utmost, and that's when I see him personally. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16 goes on to say in our study, from whom Christ, that's verse 15, the whole body fitly joined together. We're not to be at odds with one another in our local churches, and especially our local body of Christ that we're members of. We're not to be at odds, but we're to be fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to verse 16, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now I go back and I read that verse, and it says the whole body fitly joined together. That means we are not separate, but we're together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. That means that every person within the local congregation has a job to do. Every person is to be doing what God has given them the ability to do, to serve him in the way that they need to be serving him. And once again, God has placed pastors in local church to lead the flock of God, to feed the flock of God, to help people to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. He's placed teachers there to help people, once again, to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Teachers who are able to give encouragement to people they have the privilege of teaching. The whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Everybody's to do something for the Lord. God has given each one of us an ability to serve Him in a particular manner. Everybody does not have the same gifts. So therefore, we need to be using the gifts. We need to be using the abilities that God has given us to serve Him in the local church. The verse goes on to say in Ephesians 4:16, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. God gives the effectual working. He gives us the power to do the job that He wants us to do. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, there's a certain thing that each of us needs to be doing in the local church. The measure of every part. I'm a part. You're a part of the local church. And you're to be doing things for the body of Christ. Why? And what? When we do all of this, the verse goes on to say and gives us the answer, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. There's two things there. Maketh increase. That means we're winning souls to the Lord, adding to the body of Christ unto the edifying of itself in love. When we do that, when a soul comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are being edified. We are learning more about the love that we need to have for Jesus Christ. The more we love, the more we love. The more we give to the Lord, the more we love. The more we serve each other in the local church, the more we love. The more we lead someone to the Lord Jesus Christ, the more people we bring in to the family of God, the more we love. The more we understand that God wants us to help other individuals come to a saving knowledge. Notice the term there in that verse, and I go over this once again, the whole body fitly joined together and compacted. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 19 says, and not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Not holding the head from which all the body, by joints and hands, the bands, having nourishment ministered. We're not to hinder the work of God, but we are to be able to give an increase. The increaseth with the increase of God. It's God who gives the increase, but He uses us to help other people, not only our brothers and sisters in Christ, to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord, but to help other individuals find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We can't save anyone, but Jesus Christ can. And He wants us to help other people know Him as Savior. It goes on to say in that verse in Ephesians 4:16, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. What happens? The result is this. Maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And I've already mentioned, when we get things right with God in our local church, then we're going to see the increase that God is willing to give us in that local work. He's willing to save anyone and everyone who will come to Him by faith. But He uses people to reach other people for Him. If you do not know Him today as your Lord and Savior, you need to ask Him to come into your heart. You need to be willing to go His way and not your way. As a saved person today, you need to be willing to submit yourself to His plan. His plan is for us as saved people to be serving Him, to doing the things He wants us to do within the local church. From that local church, we need to belong to a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.